so let's start the show.
Insomnia Radio Chicago.
This is the theme song to my show on Insomnia Radio. And I don't need you to tell me it's kick-ass. I knew that already. This is the theme song to my show on Insomnia Radio. Now everybody, just sit back, relax, cause it's starting in a second. See, I taught you.
This is Insomnia Radio Chicago, episode number 2. That was Chicago's own 18-speed tranny with their high-energy, hard-rocking track, Sheeple. You can check them out at their website at www.18speedtranny.com, where you can pick up one of their 4 CDs, you can pick up a few free MP3s from their website, and you can also link to their MySpace page through the website and grab a few more free tracks. Well, I finally made it back for Insomnia Radio Chicago number 2. Thanks for listening. I've been wrapped up, busy with decorating the house for Christmas, attending holiday parties, hanging with my kids, etc., etc. I know that's a weak bunch of excuses, but it's sort of true. Anyway, so I'll try to get back on track here and get a show out every 1 to 2 weeks going forward, as I had promised. The next band I have up for you today is the Good Luck Joes, and I'm very excited to feature this band here. They are from Behind the Cheese Curtain up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I've been a fan of these guys for a long time. Their latest CD is called What Do You Think of That Noise? And I openly defy you to find a track on that CD that isn't anything but awesome. The CD is being distributed by Machine Records, which is located up in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And I want to take a minute to thank Tony Bagnata, Machine's PR guru, for all of his help the last few days. I want to play a couple tracks for you from the Joes and from that CD in particular. And I guess this is going to be my first official double shot. The first track is called The Sun Explodes. And kind of a funny story, this past weekend I was on kid duty for most of the time, and my kids played this particular track over and over and over and over again. And you know what? I'm still excited to hear it, so it's that good. So here we go with The Sun Explodes by the Good Luck Joes.
I feel stuck, like I'm caught inside an undertow, and rough are the waves that drag me down and stay. My thoughts on what's about to come our way and what's happening to us. We'll be right back. Baby, I don't believe that the more things change, the more things stay the same. I believe the more things change, the more things. Lately, I can't foresee the life you lead aligned with me, but anything to help me sleep can make my day. And I know from time to time you turn to read between the lines and look differently when you press rewind, but that's okay. And I don't know what I'm gonna do to bring myself away from you. And I tell myself a thousand times to say exactly what I have in mind to tell you. I've been hurt by the way you slammed my name across the dirt. So I've got to roll on since these lines are barely drawn. Colder every day, and I'll take you from the rack and I'll make you have a heart attack, but I better get my money back, cause that's my pay. And I don't know what I'm gonna do to get myself away from you, and I tell myself a thousand times.
That last track by the Joes was called No You Don't, and that was just two tracks off of that CD, and there are eight other fantastic tracks to listen to. You can check out the band at www.goodluckjoes.com. You can pick up their CD at amazon.com or pick up a few tracks off of iTunes. Either way you go, it'll be a great investment. The Joes are going to be headlining all of the Machine Records holiday shows this coming weekend. And this Friday, December 15th, they'll be in Milwaukee at Points East Pub. On Saturday, they'll be making the most boring journey on earth from Milwaukee to Madison, Wisconsin, and be at Cafe Montmartre. I think that's right. I hope I got that right. And on Sunday, the 17th, they'll be in Chicago at Shuba's. Each show will be only $10 and will include the Joes, who will be headlining again, and four other bands. And the other four bands are also pretty darn awesome as well. If you can, also, I think the Machine Records team is going to make a donation to a different children's charity after each show. And if you can, please bring a new toy or children's book to donate to the children in need this holiday season.
Don't forget, you can grab detailed show notes and subscribe to IR Chicago by visiting our site,
chicago.insomniaradio.net.
All right, the next band I want to feature is kind of interesting. I was handed a CD this past weekend from my good friend Russ Anderson from a band that he ran with called Jumpin' Bone. Russ is the lead singer of the band, and this CD was produced and released back in 1994, so I've got a verified independent oldie here.
It's on your radio. Tracks from the Vault.
If you try to find anything about this band, Jumpin' Bone, on the internet, you probably won't have much luck, since they were at their peak, I think, well before Al Gore invented the internet. And the track I want to feature from this CD has kind of a blues feel to it, and it's called Running Free.
Of late I've had the notion for some untroubled emotion or desire that's unhurried, running free. But I'd often heard it said you were cold and complicated. But here you are now lying next to me. Well, I didn't hear their lies or try to see through someone else's eyes. You're a woman of your own.
Well, I'm strong and true, but I'm alone.
And I need you with each dropping grain of sand.
Again, that was Jumpin' Bone with their track Running Free. A couple of interesting things about this band. Apparently, they were pretty popular in Lake County, Illinois back in the day, and it sounds like they had a really hard-drinking group of fans that loyally followed them around from pub to pub. The other thing I was blown away by was how much money they invested to produce the CD. I think it's actually a very significant amount of money when you compare it to the cost of producing a CD with the tools and software we have available today. I don't even know if they ever broke even. If you'd like to learn more about Jumpin' Bones, send me an email and I'll tell you what I can about them. I think they may even have some CDs left, and honestly, it's pretty darn good. And add in bonus, if you buy the CD, is the picture of the band on the back of the CD. Lots of big hair and good long mullets going on back then. It's all good. All right, let's stick with the blues theme for now. I was searching for some good music on IOTA PromoNet a few days ago, and I was surprised and excited to find a bunch of tracks from a bunch of Chicago blues legends. Alligator Records put a number of promotional tracks that we're able to play, and I'm really pleased to play a little bit of Voodoo Blues for you today from Lonnie Brooks. Lonnie is a Chicago blues legend. This track is called You Know What My Body Needs. To be. That's right. We're talking some authentic Chicago blues with Lonnie Brooks, and You Know What My Body Needs. You can learn more about him at lonniebrooks.com and check out Alligator Records website at alligator.com to view Lonnie's bio, his CDs, and all his tour dates. It looks like he'll be at Fitzgerald's in Berwyn on Friday, December 15th, and at Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana on New Year's Eve, and then back to Illinois and Wisconsin and California after the first of the year. All right, moving right along, I've got one more track to play for you tonight, and I'm going to play it because it's been running through my head for the last few days fairly continuously. I introduced Brahm to you on the last show, and here's another track for you from them called My Queen.
She says I'm naive, making me defenseless when she rolls down her sleeve. Everything is cool, she's poised and relaxed. I'm nervous and anxious with panic attacks.
Request, I'm leaving, we're just fine.
that was Brahm with their rock and roll ballad, My Queen, from their CD Madeleine. Perhaps it's a little too long for traditional radio, but this ain't traditional radio, is it? At least it's shorter and not nearly as painful as American Pie. Anyway, check out Brahm at brahmmusic.com and grab a copy of their CD Madeleine. This is another CD that's simply chock full of musical goodness, well worth the investment. No upcoming shows are listed on their site, but I'm still anxiously awaiting their upcoming two-disc CD that's supposed to be out after the first of the year. A couple of corporate things here. First, if you haven't visited the Insomnia Radio proper website in a while, please do so at insomniaradio.net. Make sure you check out some of the other regional shows, and I wanted to specifically highlight something fairly new called Live in the Lounge. It's a show produced by Mike Curley of the Clever Bastards and features exclusive acoustic performances. They have a show up there that featured Massey Ferguson that I really enjoyed, and well worth your time if you're able to go check it out. Well, that wraps it up for Insomnia Radio Chicago episode number 2. I'm going to be working hard to try to fulfill my commitment of an episode every 1 to 2 weeks, and I'm doing my best, so bear with me here. I am still working to fill up my music library for future shows, so if you're a band from Chicago or nearby in Illinois or another nearby state, and would like to submit your music, please visit my website or our website to do that, or drop me an email at chicago@insomniaradio.net. And also, thank you to all the bands and record companies that have cooperated so far. I truly appreciate all your support, and Insomnia Radio will continue to do all we can to promote your bands and your music. Well, I think that's it. Thanks again for subscribing. Thanks for listening. Godspeed, y'all.
This has been a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio. Be sure to check out our show notes and get links to the bands featured on today's show by visiting our site, chicago.insomniaradio.net.